My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 21st of September 2009 and the time is 7:15 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Andrew Williams and I'm 37 and I'm from London.
And how are you feeling about going on the plinth this morning?
Yeah, quite nervous. Was being a bit blasé about it, hadn't really thought about it until arriving here, and there's quite a build up to it, so I'm a bit apprehensive now, and haven't actually prepared that much, so I'm now beginning to feel maybe I should have done, or various things like that, so a little bit nervous.
And had you been through the square before and seen other people
come? Yes, I came to the opening. So I've seen various people. I guess in a way I've been quite disappointed that people are doing fairly sort of mundane things, which I'm also doing. So the portrait of Britain, I suspect, might be fairly mundane, but actually when it comes down to it, I can appreciate why actually most people seem to be just enjoying the time up there. Sort of thing.
And how does it feel to be someone going up on the
plane? I guess I should feel special, but then I'm feeling, I think it's just a random selection. It's quite strange. I think I'll probably be able to explain it better when I come down, actually. I hadn't really thought too deeply about, you know, exposing myself. I don't really see it as something where you need to entertain people. So I don't feel that there's a sort of build up in that I've got to make some sort of performance. So I do feel as though it's kind of a normal working day. I work in London, so I've just come down in my usual way. I've cycled down from where I live, which is how I would get to work, or is currently how I'm getting to work. So it did feel like a normal day's work. You know, luckily I've got a slot in the morning, so I've got on my bike this morning and just arrived here and had a coffee, thank you very much, and now on my first hour at work will be sitting on the plinth.
What is your work?
I do work for a gallery, an art gallery, so this is not a million miles away from what I normally do, so it's not a step out into something completely different. So it's just it's good to support what Anthony's doing, Anthony Gormley. I think it's a great project, it's fun to be in part of it in that respect.
And when you first heard about the project, what was it about it that inspired you to apply?
I think the simplicity of it was inspiring. I think. Everyone's trying to think about an object to place on the plinth, some sort of iconic symbol to, you know, be an icon for people of our time. But Anthony's suggestion, especially when you saw it in the presentation, there was complete nothingness. The ability to present the idea was completely non-visual. When you looked at the sort of newspaper articles and saw the net, there was no immediate sort of impact visually as to why this would be an amazing project, but then as soon as you hear the idea of it, then it was inspiring. I think it sort of brought a smile to one's face to feel that for his ability to do that. I think it was. And also, it's just that participation aspect of it is very seductive. It was very easy to just log on and apply. So it's a kind of the lottery aspect of it. I wish it was as easy as winning the lottery, the national lottery, that is.
And when you first heard that you had an hour on the
plinth,
what was your reaction?
Sort of fear about what to do. I think going through the sort of machinations of what the responsibilities were to come up with an idea, I think, which is funny because it's an idea on top of an idea in a way. Anthony has the idea, Anthony Gormley, and then you then feel that you kind of have to add to that. But that's been stripped away. I mean, I had lots of ideas, you know, ideas that for entertaining people. One idea was to get the measurements of the plinth and dress up, sort of almost like having a sort of a mattress-sized costume and then lying down on the plinth so that it looked as though the plinth was empty. So paint it grey. And then the idea of using the web, I think that a lot of the communication has been through the website. But then I felt that there are other outlets on the web that better do a job for that. So if you wanted to communicate with people, then you'd probably use Facebook or something like that. So the idea of kind of communicating through the web to a wider audience seemed to slightly negate the point of just being in the square and that physical aspect. I think to focus on the internet as the vehicle rather than actually standing on the plinth. So and then whether I should do party issues, you know, whether I should stand up some right, some sort of cause, which I felt again this isn't the appropriate place to do that. I don't think that you're going to reach a wide audience and get that message across to them. Pardon me. I think it's the correct places are in, you know, wherever it might be, whether it might be lobbying people directly or whether it might be local council chambers or whether it might be voting at the polling station. I do have some issues to get across to people. One of them is to do with maintenance contracts that have been handed over to private companies. These are properties that the council owns, that the maintenance, when they own the freeholds to people's residents, and they've been had the responsibilities for the maintenance have been handed over to private companies through PFI schemes, for one. How that system works, and I've been through a legal wrangle with Islington Council and the private finance company that have been made responsible for that, and that's just come to an end. So I mean, if people are shouting at me from the pavement on their way to work about what I'm doing here, then I've got some flyers to give to people to if they are interested about that. But I don't feel that I need to advertise a website on the plinth for someone to look up and then ignore, sort of thing. I think people have to engage and make an effort.
So what is if you've gone through a few different ideas that cover different angles, what is your interpretation of what the hour is all about for each individual?
I think it's all those things. I think in the end, I'm just going to enjoy it and treat it as an hour of time. And one thing, I've got a couple of things to do. I'm taking my bike up there because, I mean, that is an issue that I think it's encompassing all those elements. So I'll take my bike up there because that, I think the overriding most important issue is the environment. So the bike will act as a symbol for that, I think. And also I need to fix the saddle, so I might actually do that while I'm up there. I'm also taking up a book to read. It's a personal, I haven't finished it again. This is about time. I haven't managed to finish the book, so I'm reading a portrait of Dorian Gray, which I also happen to feel is appropriate. It's about vanity and culture and people's psychology. Nothing to do with the movie coming out at the moment. So I will probably just finish that. And if people are shouting and saying I'm not doing anything interesting enough, then I will throw them my leaflets down. And when I get off the plinth, then I'll go and tidy them up. So I think that covers some of the elements that I think other people will have touched upon. I think it would be nice to give a kind of positive message out from the plinth. I don't know, there's no way of doing that other than saying good morning to people. I think nothing more elaborate than that. A lot of political issues might just seem to kind of engender an argument, a discourse which is argumentative, I might just try and be positive with people. Not that I don't think anyone can hear you when you're on top of the plinth, actually.
And why did you choose to do those things over anything else, like the mattress idea, or anything like that?
They just seemed too sort of too cliched. I didn't feel as though I needed to make any big statement. I think it's just actually kind of quite nice enough just to stand up on the plinth and soak in the morning.
What impact do you think going up on the plinth will have on the people that are watching you, but also on you as an individual?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think if you were going to do something a bit more engaging, then you'd have an awareness of what that would do for the wider audience. I'd like to see what the whole process generates in retrospect. You know, what these sort of interviews do. You know, whether they are used. Whether people do look at them and it does provide a picture. I'm not sure if they just, you know, if how it gets used, you know, and whether it can be used. And then for myself, it'll just be another memory to add to all the others.
Do you have any expectations?
I think it might get boring, but then I think it will probably, everyone seems to just say that it was very short, you know. I suspect that, 40% will be nervous expectations, 40% boredom, 20% probably trying to actually, you know, do practical things like, find somewhere comfortable to sit, get my bag out. I don't know. Very practical, that.
You mentioned your work earlier. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about what you do?
I work for a commercial art gallery on organising the exhibitions, which I've done for this gallery for about 10 years. Based in London, gallery in the West End and one in the East End, I'm very much within the art world, I feel, which is a very it's part of a, you know, very distinct group, so. In one respect, I feel that going on the plinth is part of that discourse that I've been involved with for pretty much all my life. And then in another aspect it's there's a wider connection to a greater public that I think this project touches on.
And would you describe this project as art?
I don't really worry about what art is. When I was studying and producing my own work, and the early days of when I was working, the discourse was much starker. Can I say that? It's not a word. It was when I first started the visual arts. I think was a bit of a dirty word, it's completely changed in the last 10-15 years. Visual language in this country, I think, was behind the rest of Europe and America by sort of 50 years. You know, the whole story about us not having a modern art museum with Tate Modern, and it was quite fun at that time because you were reacting against a backdrop of I think non-education in the visual arts, and that's changed, not necessarily more positively. Yeah. I think the visual arts are much more widely discussed and more people are going to contemporary art galleries. The discourse is fairly shallow, but at least it's discussed, although I do miss those days when it was just almost completely ignored.
And what is your background in art? Did you start out studying as an artist? Or?
Yes, I started, did a foundation course, you know, after A-levels, and did my degree in painting, and then practiced for probably about 5 years, you know, mixed with other forms of work, I didn't expect to ever get a serious job, and then I realised that in the visual arts you could actually get a job. I think that's what I was saying earlier about the fact that visual arts was not so popular, also to the extent that I didn't really think there were any jobs out there to keep me going, but there were, so I was given jobs and just continued from there.
Do you still create your own work?
No, thank God. It's appalling.
And outside of your work, what are your interests?
There are loads of things. I think I don't think it's particularly of interest. If you're engaged in life, you're engaged in lots of other things. So I wouldn't pin it down to any specific thing.
What other things are important to you?
It's a metaphysical question. Trying to be a vaguely decent person.
And if you think back to your profile on the website, you were asked to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what you put and why?
No, I can't remember. I haven't finished the profile, actually. I have to go back and put something interesting for people.
And when you've finished your hour on the flip, what do you hope to gain from the whole experience?
Some insight.
Before we finish, is there anything else you'd like to add or tell us about that we might not have covered?
No, I think that's everything. Thank you.
Thank you.